You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, welcome back. We're talking about prepare and wild hogs. Preparing is the only way to survive this tragedy that's about to come, and only if God helps you. You can't do it on yourself. The government enslaved the people 3,500 years ago, enslaved Israel, took all of their money, all of their property, all of the land, even themselves, turned them all into slaves. The government today is doing that to us, the wild hogs. I was talking about the wild hogs at Okefenokee Swamp. And, you know, they're doing it. They're enslaving us with debt to the point where it's impossible to ever get out from under it. The real U.S. Liability, unfunded liabilities, and you can get this from usdebtclock.org, which is a live real-time feed from the U.S. government and the Census Bureau. The total U.S. unfunded liabilities, in other words, what we owe that we can't pay right now, $216 trillion, $967,888,000,000, and it's going too fast, I can't even read it, because we're already up to $890 million, $91 million, $92 million, $93 million. See, you can't read the other numbers past that. That turns out to $643,229 per citizen of the United States. $643,229 per citizen that you and I and every other citizen owes. Well, renounce your citizenship, claim your true identity as a Hebrew from the kingdom of God, and you know, it's so bad. Debt is dumb, and also debt is a sin, interest, usury, and everything else. I'm not going to go into, I got all kinds of hard statistics here, but the Bible tells us that hard times are coming to the world. And I personally believe this country is going to fall just like Rome did. We've survived longer than Rome did before their money failed and plunged them into poverty. We're supposed to be good stewards. Do you know, what do we teach our children? Have you tried to explain this in debt and usury and sin to your children? What kind of example are we setting for our children? What can we do for ourselves today, no matter what our personal finances are? Are you like a Joseph, or are you just plain stupid? Do you want to learn how to can food? Do you have a plan? What happens if you're hurt and you can't work? What happens if you lose your job? What happens if you get old and can't work? What happens if you're sick and can't work? What happens if you don't take the mark of the beast and can't buy and sell? God will provide for us. Yes, that's true, as long as we're in a covenant relationship with Him and as long as we're not sinning ourselves. Do you want to talk about things we can do for ourselves and our family? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.